True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Season. They will take on number 21 Auburn, who ended their year last year in the Sweet 16. That's out in Vegas for the Players Era Championship coming up at 8:30 p.m. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Chabat. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or Odyssey.com.
All right. Jared Goff's going to join us in about 15 minutes. The Detroit Lions quarterback. And look, one of the questions we got over and over again was more use of Tesla. People concerned about the O-line and the drops. Some of the things that we will bring up with the quarterback today at 11:15. And hear what he has to say. In the meantime, question for you. Our guy Ken had just called. It really takes issue with me. Do you think he likes me or not? He does listen to the show every day. But he used the word aggravating. And I will say, Ken, there's probably a good place for you on this station. I think other time slots might fit the style you're looking for.
Ken's listen to us. I think you know, Kang and I should be pretty good about ourselves right now.
Yeah, I stopped listening when he said I agree with Kang. After that, I was like, I'm good.
I mean,
yeah.
We don't need to.
Yeah, that's all you needed, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do appreciate Ken listening every day. But, sorry, man. More feedback coming in. This Lion game, listen to this take. This Lion game is just as big as the NFC Championship game from 2 years ago, if not for record alone, for a belief and proof to us and the players that the Lions are real. Do you agree or disagree with that?
The Lions are, say it again, how do you phrase that?
He said this game is just as big as the NFC Championship game from 2 years ago.
No.
I mean, there's that you win that game, you go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's where I will put. I'll take your stance on it. They got time to make up on this, and there is no time to make up. No, it's not that big. It's a big game. I think this is a very big game, and it can, because going to 8-4 as opposed to 7-5, it just feels like there's a can in this gap.
They could be in first place or a couple games back. And they could have losing a tiebreaker to one of the teams. I guess the tiebreaker isn't going to matter with Green Bay because Green Bay has a tie. So there's no way that they're going to end up with the same record.
You unless say that Lions, now. Here we go.
Unless the get Lions ready. Get the comical NFL tie on their record. But the losing the tiebreaker or holding the tiebreaker over Green Bay is probably going to be rendered irrelevant because of Green Bay's tie. Tied. Kyle in Ann Arbor says, I agree with Kang. I said this in my group chat, that the loser of this game misses the playoffs. From an unnamed texter, I am no longer happy being on the graphic for in the hunt. No, it's a very uncomfortable place. Like, they threw the playoff field up on the TV this morning on ESPN. It did not look good because they didn't show in the hunt. They just showed the playoff field. I'm like, that looks terrible.
Yeah, when you see that, you get nervous, or when you, I don't know if it's Pat McAfee, somebody else says the word lurking, and you see the Lions in that category. I'm like, I don't like that term either. I want the Lions firmly there. Like, where's the Lions helmet under division leaders? This is what I've become accustomed to as a Lions fan, Doug, over the last couple of years.
Well, they'll go from out of the, I mean, what? Well, they'll go, if a win here and a Chicago loss to Philadelphia, and they will go from out of the playoffs to the three seed? Yeah, they'll go from out of the playoffs to the three seed. They'll be behind the Rams and Philly, assuming the Rams win, because Philly will hold the tiebreaker over Detroit. So it's a massive.
It's a big game.
There's a ton of premium on this game.
It's a big game, Doug.
I know.
Stop ignoring the fact this is a big game.
Why do you think this is like a preseason game? Yeah, explain
what is
yourself.
Up with this? Why are you talking about playing Kyle Allen? I don't understand what's happening here.
Someone just sent Chip Kelly to MSU. Would you take Chip Kelly if he goes back to college?
No.
I think he's going to get a bigger job than a directional. What did you say? Northern Colorado School directional for Hairdressers. Hairdressers for Minds.
Well, you think, oh, fine, whatever, whatever Tech. You think. Yeah. You don't even think this is a big game Thursday.
This guy.
Hysterical. Brian says, this Thanksgiving game is huge, but I can't say it's the biggest regular season game in Lions history. It's only week 13, and there are still too many variables ahead. Believe if the Lions lose Thursday, they will lose three in a row and be eliminated from the playoffs. This is a huge game. And if they win, will they win three in a row? Why would, you know, I don't know. I guess he believes then they lose to the Cowboys and they lose to the Rams. At the beginning of the streak, after the Eagles game, I said they're going to win the next three. Giants, Packers, Cowboys. Giants, check. And I think they win Thursday.
It's a big game.
Screwing your family over to watch the Lions game on Thursday is not treating your family with respect, Doug. That's from Roy. Yeah, I mean,
they understand.
I think so.
They know the drill.
But we dealt with this when the Lions got announced on Christmas Day. People had angst. Like, wait a sec. I don't want the Lions to play on Christmas. We lose Thanksgiving to football. We shouldn't lose Christmas to football. Lose is maybe not the term. But so now it turns out to be just a massive, massive game. It's pretty funny because it wasn't that long ago nobody wanted the Lions on Thanksgiving outside of Detroit.
Yeah, you're right. Remember when they were always complaining about the NFL should get rid of the Lions and mm-hmm. you know they're an embarrassment and all this and why do they always get the break? And now the NFL is like, how many games can we schedule them in prime time?
I know, right? Can we put them on Netflix on a Monday at noon? Like right. They're just trying to put the Lions in time slots to get people to watch.
How late, Doug, would you stay back if the Lions were still playing and you guys had to make that dinner reservation? Like, would just no matter how long the game takes, you're watching it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If somehow, some way, this, because for people who missed it, we're doing something different this year. We are actually going out to eat on Thanksgiving. It's a bit of an experiment. We'll see how it goes, but if I have to be late for dinner, I'll be late for dinner. There's almost no chance, though, the game's still going on.
This one's fine. You know, this game is, you've done the right, your reservation is at a fine time, even if it goes to overtime, okay, then Doug might be a little bit late, but who cares, right?
Yep.
You know, keep the gravy warm, although Doug was not a gravy guy. So.
No, but I mean, who cares is easy for us to say. You know, other people don't agree with that.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, this is nothing new in Detroit. We deal with Thanksgiving football every single year.
Dude, I
year.
Just know, I don't, maybe you don't know anybody. I know plenty of people that don't give a crap about the Lions and football.
There may be, right, but for those that do,
what
though.
What are their lives like?
I know, right? I don't understand.
What is your empty world? But for everybody else, we obviously been dealing with this all of our lives. We know there's different things and concessions and accommodations you make on Thanksgiving, and it is what it is. The tougher one is going to be Christmas. That game's at 4:30. It's not like it's the early game and like this Thanksgiving one is. We could prepare for it and all that. This is that game's at 4:30. Mm-hmm. That's going to throw a monkey wrench in a lot of plans. You know, dinner, when you're preparing a Christmas dinner like somebody does, it takes up a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You know, and that time, if you want to, what time do you want to eat dinner? Well, let's eat at 7. Well, the game's not over yet. We can't eat at 7. What are you talking about? We're going to eat at 8:30. I'm nervous about that game.
You're nervous about the game?
What it does
nervous?
To me.
Because it affects Gator, Doug.
Because it's going to affect me.
You'll
Christmas
survive.
Is a bigger problem than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, we, I feel like
Thanksgiving
we should
we've
have
grown
this.
Accustomed to, yes.
Yeah. I don't like the Christmas Day game.
But there you go. All right. We'll talk with Jared Goff coming up. Ask him about, you know, the O-line, the drop passes, Tesla's role moving forward, how ridiculous Jahmyr Gibbs is. He said something I thought found fascinating in the postgame as it pertains to Gibbs. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, and the quarterback, Jared Goff, joins us for our weekly conversation. Jared, as always, thank you very much for being with us, and a huge game coming up, but let's put a bow on the last one. How ridiculously good is Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah, he's pretty dang good. It was fun to watch him get loose there and have the type of game he had, and I'm happy we got him on our team, that's for sure.
You said something after the game, kind of paraphrasing here, that you can see fear in defenses. What does that look like from your perspective?
Yeah, when he gets the ball, you can just see the way that they try to rally and tackle him. You can tell it's a coaching point all week for them. And to be honest, it's no different with St. Brown and J-Mo, but I think in that game you could see it show up a lot with Jahmyr, where like those guys get in space and you can tell that the defenses are really breaking down to try to stay in front of them. And it's hard to tackle those guys. And he's one that we're glad to have on our side.
Every week you guys will mention that whether it's a win or a loss, that there are things that need to get cleaned up. After this game specifically, what needs to get cleaned up for the offense to be successful against Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, I think just continuing to get better on third down, that'll keep us on the field and lead to more red zone drives and then more points. And I think we are steadily improving, slowly improving, but we are finding more ways to convert, getting more guys involved and that whole thing. I think on first and second down, we actually were pretty good this past week and certainly ran the ball well and sometimes and threw it well on first and second down. But the third down stuff still needs to continue to improve.
You also mentioned that you wish you had a couple of plays back. Which was the one specifically that you're like, oh, man, that's the one that really
there's a few. We threw it, 42 times? There's going to be a couple when you throw it that many times. And I don't know. I mean, just some of the decision. I think I got it to Gibbs in the flat maybe too many times. But, you know, he breaks one of those tackles and goes to the house. We're saying great job. So, you know, it's just the game you play trying to decide where to go with it. But, in hindsight, you always want a couple back.
The last drive of regulation, you guys are losing to the Giants, and it feels like a loss here, and there might be panic setting in, at least with the fans, and you guys are in a must-have-it drive, and you're able to run 13 plays in 2 minutes and 26 seconds and get into field goal range. Take us in the huddle, what you said and what was going through your mind before that drive.
Yeah, nothing was said. We knew we needed to go down there and at least get 3. We really wanted to score a touchdown and just end it right there and put our defense back on the field to end it, but just came up a little short, got in a good spot for Batesy there. He made the long field goal, massive clutch field goal for us, and put us into overtime. And I think we had a pretty good feeling once we got to overtime that we had a good chance to win. We felt like the momentum was kind of shifting that whole second half towards us, just had to kind of, you know, push it over the top.
You said earlier about things slowly improving. We took a bunch of calls yesterday, fans concerned about the protection for Jared Goff and the drop passes. Are those things that can get better moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's kind of been a little bit of an anomaly there. I don't believe that's a trend that is anything that's indicative of who we are, what we want to be. The O-line's battling. They're banged up a little bit. They're doing what they can, and I thought they did a lot of really good things throughout that game and really did protect pretty well for the whole game. I know they'll want some of those back, but they're doing a damn good job right now, and I think the drop passes thing, dude, like, yeah, it's going to happen one or two here and there. I don't see that being a trend for us.
Well, one more thing, because you mentioned Bates' field goal. Have you ever seen a field goal bend both ways? Did you notice that in real time when you watched it?
Yeah, it looked just like the one in Houston last year. And, I'm glad he made it. Yeah, I mean, he's a great kicker, and it was a big one for us.
Did I get their hockey nickname in there? Did you call him Batesy?
That's what I call him, yeah. I don't know if that's his official nickname. That's what I like to call him.
Fair enough. First time around, the Packers did their best to stop the run, keep players in front of them. They did a great job really kind of limiting Jahmyr. I think he had 10 receptions in the game, but just for 31 yards. What did you see from that game, what the Packers did, that you're like locked in on this time around, that you're ready to go?
Yeah, well, we won't divulge all the secrets, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, they do a lot of good things, and We'll have ways to attack it. I think we're such a different team than we were then. I think they are too. They've evolved and changed, and things have changed up on their side, and as well as us. It's 10 games later into the season, and so we certainly got ways we want to attack them, and they'll have ways they want to stop us.
I've learned a lot talking with you and with players over the years that when I'm going to ask this question, the kind of the default answer is all games are big. But how big does this one feel on Thursday with the Packers?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the same answer. They're all big. They all count the same, right? Like, this one counts the same as last week. And the difference is it's a division game. Certainly that makes it count a little bit more. And it's there's no secret there. It is a division game. We do want to win this one to improve our division standings and then hurt their division standings. That's all part of it. So they probably feel the same way, and that's all we think about.
Kind of piggybacking off of that and your response to that, understanding it, the division games obviously do mean more because it's the division at stake here. But is there anything else just subconsciously about Green Bay that makes it different? Like, is there a different feel to a Green Bay game than there is to a Bears game or a Vikings game?
Yeah, I think the only difference, I guess, maybe that they've been good for a long time. And I think you're aware of the history of their franchise and the standard of their franchise for so long. And certainly that's carried through since my time here with the Lions. And for the last 5 years, they've always been a tough team to beat. And so you're always aware of that. Our division's as good as any division in football. It has been for the last 2 years. And every team in our division is good and tough. And these guys are no different.
Laporta's down. Khalif is banged up. Tell us a little bit about Isaac Tesla and his development behind the scenes, where he's made strides that you see in practice that it could manifest themselves on the field moving forward.
Sure, yeah, he's starting to become more of a complete receiver and develop, and as all rookies do, get better at certain things that he wasn't as good at in training camp, and work on things and understand the offense more, line up correctly, the whole thing. So yeah, he's getting better every day and improving, and he's starting to fill out his route tree a little bit where we can ask him to do a few more things. And so yeah, that could lead to him getting the ball a little bit more, but we'll see.
I've always been curious about this. When the ball is snapped, from your perspective as the quarterback, are you more cognizant of your own personnel that's on the field, or more aware of what the route trees and progressions are supposed to be? Like, are there nameless and faceless players out there, or are you firmly aware that who is supposed to be where you're targeting?
Yeah, it's a good question. Typically, you know who's on the field, but like I'm looking at space, so I'm feeling voids in the defense and. Yeah, like if Saint's supposed to be number one on the route, you know, I probably know that because he's who he is and I want to get him the ball. But it sometimes, you know, the spacing gets messed up and a guy will end up not where he's supposed to be. And you throw it to him and it's kind of funny because he, you know, isn't where he's supposed to be, but he gets the ball because he's in the open area. And so that can happen sometimes. But I guess to answer your question, yeah, I mean, I know who's on the field for sure, but you are feeling space to some extent.
You said something earlier about not wanting to give away secrets, and maybe this goes into that category, but given that Gibbs, you know, is what he is, how do you strategically get a ball to a guy that you know that the defense is going to directly try and take away? I suspect that Green Bay will give him extra attention on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the first running back that they've played that's a good player, so they'll probably treat him the same way that they've treated other guys, and we'll see if they can stop it. You know, we'll get him out. We'll get him out and get him the ball in certain different ways and see what we can do.
Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary, they can be a problem. Decker and Sewell on the offensive line, that can be a problem. How should we as fans appreciate these battles, and do you at sometimes just kind of wish that you could sit back and just really enjoy it?
Yeah, it is five-star matchups, right? Like this is what you sign up for, and we got two guys on the edge that can play with anybody, and they got two, you know, great rushers on the edge that can play with anybody too. So it's a great matchup. Our guys will be ready to go, and it'll be fun.
I've got a trio of Cal questions for you, if you don't mind.
Cal Berkeley, sure.
Yes. First, they fired their coach. As an alum, how do you feel about that?
You know, I'm a big fan of Justin and what he did with Cal, and I think he was doing as best he could. And I know they had to make some tough decisions, but I was always a fan of him. And but with that being said, I mean, I'm so supportive of the program, and will support, you know, where they move forward with and whoever they move forward with. And I hope it's a hope it's a great coach who brings, you know, a lot of energy and fun and excitement to the team. But we'll miss Justin for sure.
A year ago, Fernando Mendoza was the quarterback. Now he's at IU. Have you kept in touch with him and followed his career as he's moved on to the Big Ten?
I wouldn't say I've kept in touch with him, but I have followed it. And he's having a hell of a year and looks like he could win the Heisman. And I'm happy for him, man. It's awesome.
And lastly, before the season began, we were at training camp, and you welcomed a daughter into this world. Doug and I, and as the show, we got your daughter Romy a Cal onesie. We're wondering if she's grown out of that yet.
She probably has. She's growing fast, man. She really is. But I don't know if we've even put her in it yet, to be honest. So I'm sorry, but she's been growing fast, and if we get a chance to get her in there, I'll get you guys a photo of it. But you know, I always talk about that dog toy, that Gator dog toy. It's still alive. It's still Quincy's favorite.
Awesome.
And he's slowly tearing it apart. But it's great.
Final thing. Any chance we'll see you at Michigan Ohio State on Saturday?
No.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Good luck against Green Bay, and hopefully we get to talk again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
Jared Goff joins us every week here on 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797.
Well, I'm excited about the game on Thursday. We've already determined, yes, it is. We've double-checked and triple-checked. It is, in fact, a big game. It's a massive game to see what the Lions are going to do against the Packers. And I can respect that Jerry's like, I don't want to give away any secrets. But, I mean, if we're just talking, guys just talking, and we all love to be the person who's calling plays, how do you devise a plan, a game plan against the Packers offensively after what happened the first time around when they really limited what the Lions were able to do?
He seemed pretty steadfast. We're not the same team. There was some interesting stuff in there. Anything stand out to you? 248-539-9797. Did Jared say anything there that stood out to you other than there's no chance he's going to Michigan, Ohio State?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
All right, Carson Anderson just spoke with Lions quarterback Jared Goff. Interesting stuff there. He did not reject the premise that the pass protection and the receivers, he called it an anomaly. But, you know, I thought that was pretty interesting. And he also, actually, I think he sounded confident and like they can't wait to play this Green Bay game. They can't wait to play this Green Bay game. It's hard to you know, he doesn't always like acknowledge, like, we want to talk about this as just being a massive game and he's going to give us their all big, and he did again. But what stood out to you? 248-539-9797. Gator, anything in particular stand out to you?
I'm not sure anything necessarily stood out, but I think it's, they are very, very aware of how important division games are. And maybe that's the thing, and that they put a lot of emphasis on those games. And I think that, you know, in hindsight, and I'm sure at the time it was the same thing, but it was, we're all going to look back at it. That game against the Vikings is one that really hurts, because the Vikings, they're not playing good football.
No, that was probably the best game they've played in this stretch.
Yeah. And they played awfully well against the Lions on that day, and the Lions weren't up to the task. They just didn't make enough plays to come up with a win, and to lose that game sucks because it's a division game. And they'll have a chance to make up for it on Christmas Day. But that is literally what makes this game on Thursday so more important, so much more important. It is a division game. It is the Packers. And he was even willing to admit that, yeah, the Packers does it. It is a different feel because of the historical significance of that franchise.
Scott writes in, the Gibbs answer, from the way he answered that question, I think we're going to see Gibbs running a route or two downfield. He's perfectly capable of it. He is a weapon that they want to get the football to and look for mismatches, you know?
I would imagine that Jameson Williams is going to have a big role on Thursday. Yeah, and I think for a couple of reasons. I think one, because if I'm the Packers, I'm 100% trying to take away Jahmyr Gibbs. And while I'm paying attention to that, you might have safeties creeping up a little bit or linebackers creeping up a little bit to watch out to see what Zero is going to do. In the meantime, that could free up J-Mo. If we don't see Khalif Raymond on the field, that just means a little bit more. Brock Wright is banged up as well. We'll see where he is, if he's going to play on Thursday, because that could change things dramatically in the game. I'm not sure how excited you're going to be about having, you know, Dwelly as an option as a receiver. And maybe he's not. Maybe that's where other things, you just start to shuffle things around and rearrange the play calling to exclude these tight end plays if Brock Wright's not going to be available, because you're already down Sam Laporta. So we'll see if Brock's going to be healthy. I hope he's healthy enough to play. But I do think that there are going to be some real opportunities for Jameson Williams to step up. And, you know, going 0-for-3 targeted plays to him, I don't think that's going to sit well with anybody.
Mike on Twitch says, Gibbs could really be wide receiver 3 when needed, but it should really be Tesla. Well, you know, the Tesla question was intentional because of how many people ask us about him.
Yeah.
And look, when you go to football practice and you get a chance to see, and you ask, you know, when you walk into a practice and go, why isn't that guy playing? And then you walk away from the practice going, oh, that's why. Like, it's usually pretty obvious when you watch him practice, but I wanted to know what he looked like behind the scenes. And Goff talked about his rapid development and getting more on his plate. What I hear all the time about players when they level up from high school to college or college to the NFL, believe it or not, one of the biggest challenges is knowing where to line up and what route to run. Because you have to line up based in part what is the defense doing. So where exactly should I line up? Now the route is dependent upon, is this man or zone? Because if you run the wrong route, you can blow an entire play up. Like, there's so much, even if you're the third option.
Yeah, it's not just the offensive line and the quarterback that are trying to figure out what the defense is. The players out there on the island, they got to figure it out too. Because it will. You're 100% right. It changes. If they're in zone coverage, I'm running a route. Maybe it's a different route altogether than if it's man-to-man.
248-539-9797. D is next here on 97.1. Hello, D.
What's good, fellas? DK, Gator, Kane, my man Hatch on that line. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
You too.
Hey, one more thing. Hey, Gator, I know you're going to put on between 8 and 10 pounds. 8 and 10 good pounds by Saturday night.
I doubt that. But what? I understand what you're saying. Yeah, no, I'm trying to keep it in check when it comes to the turkey and whatnot. I try to keep it.
I know after DK eat good, I know he's doing a workout for about an hour. So I know he's not going to gain no weight.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about, a workout. I just said that I'm trying to keep it in check in terms of what I'm shoveling into my system here. Yeah, I don't overdo
DK
it.
I expect DK to only gain 5 because I know he's working out as soon as he get done eating. I know you, DK.
Well, it's the next morning before I come in.
Windmill.
It'll be before I come in.
Okay. Hey, check this out. Why people in Michigan refuse to give Chicago Bears any credit? I'm not jumping on their bandwagon. I'm not saying they're a team to be feared, but damn, bro. You got to respect the record. You got to respect what they're doing. I don't care how they doing it. And big shout out to my man over there.
He doesn't need it.
Coach. What's the coach?
Why? He doesn't need it. Why you got to bring him up? And why are you bringing up the Bears right now? What's up with the Bear love right now? What's going on?
Hold on. It's no love. I'm just saying. I'm working with clowns that's saying they're a fluke. They're a joke. But I'm just saying, bro.
Let's do this. Let's out the clowns.
Yeah, who are the
clowns? Tell us exactly who the clowns are.
Steve, Jay, and Mike.
They
all saying the record is a joke. How can you say that? Well, and Gator, I'm not giving them all the love. I'm just saying we got to respect
It's just kind of interesting. At 11:38 on a random Tuesday during the season that you're going to bring up a call about the Bears, and that's fine. I'm just giving you a hard time about it.
Keep in mind, D. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Gator.
I think the Bears are they're a good team. I think that the record looks better because of who they've played, but you got to win games. It's not easy to win in the NFL, and they're doing a fine job of that, and they're developing their players, and they've had to deal with some injury adversity as well. I think this is potentially down the road a really dangerous team.
D, reflective of it not being a Detroit problem is the fact that in Vegas the Bears are still the third favorite to win the division. Nobody is giving them credit.
Wow. Hey, one more thing before I go, fellas. All-time Lions dominate defensive tackles. Would you have to say the top three? Number one, got to be Ndamukong Suh. Number two, Big Baby Sean Rogers. And coming in at number three, the forgotten man, undersized, 285-pound Jerry Ball. Can you agree with me?
That's a pretty good trio there. That's a pretty good trio. Ali McNeil is probably in the mix.
Not there yet.
He's in the mix. But I mean, you bring up Sean Rogers, a pretty good one. Did you forget Ndamukong Suh?
No, he said number one.
Oh, Sue. I'm sorry. So you get
Doug English?
Like, was Doug a defensive tackle or a defensive end?
I just looked it up. He was a defensive tackle. But D, for a question I've given exactly zero time of my life thinking about, I think you came up with a pretty good list.
It's a good list.
Kang, you got something to add?
No, I just thought we were going to do left guards next, so I'm not sure where we're going.
Hey, just a reminder, today's football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dan is in Westland, and he's next. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I was wondering, you probably would have blew it off, but I was wondering, hoping you would ask Jared about the kick in the head that he took. And I was wondering if you think the NFL is going to see that and do anything about it. That guy should be suspended for a game.
It'd be interesting to see if he shows up on that NFL's game day accountability list that they put out every week, that Brian Branch seems to be on every week, and J-Mo was on for the hug of the goalpost.
Branch will be on
it again this week and get his $11,599 fine or whatever it is. I will see it. Yeah, there was a lot to golf we run out of time with, but that kick in the head, I swear, if it were Patrick Mahomes, that guy would have been kicked out of the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I forgot what I was going to say now, but yeah, he's got to go in there. He's got to do something about that, man, because that's unbelievable.
Who's got to do something about it? The NFL?
The NFL. I can't even remember the guy's
It looked like an accident, but
yeah, I've only seen the one angle on it where it really slowed down and all that, and it looks terrible, but you're also only seeing from the waist down of the player. I'd like to see the play over again, and because I don't think it was intentional.
I don't think so either. But
and I think that does play a role, and I have no idea if the player said anything to Jared afterwards, in hindsight of which we had asked.
Goff, no flag. Mahomes, federal offense.
Yeah.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Spoke with Jared Goff earlier this hour, and look, a lot of people called yesterday and expressed their concerns about offensive line play and the wide receivers dropping the football. We brought it up with him. Here's what he said.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
So that's what the quarterback had to say about that. And look, there's almost no chance he's going to bury a teammate anyway, but we thought we would ask, and it's an interesting perspective. And I think that there's room for improvement, and these are legitimate concerns, and especially the offensive line, because you just don't want that guy, Jared Goff, to take any more hits than necessary. And the more vulnerable he becomes, if you're not protecting as well as they did last year, then he's just simply going to have to take more hits. And that's like playing a game of Russian roulette.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that. That's like the worst case scenario of all of what is going on, what might be going on with any kind of protection issues. Then there's the fact that it hurts the offense. It's still, in regulation, in spite of struggles, they put up 27 points, which in the NFL, 27 points would rank you, I believe, sixth in points per game. So it's not as if it's reached a crisis. Like Green Bay went through a stretch where they scored, I think it was 20 points in two games. You know, so the Green Bay team that's coming in, we took the Packer guy text earlier. Yeah, Green Bay and their loss to the Panthers and Eagles back-to-back scored 20 points. Last week against the Vikings, yes, they won 23-6. But Jordan Love threw for 139 yards, and they ran for 146 yards on 3.5 yards per carry.
Jordan Love hasn't thrown for over 200 yards in the last three games.
So we're talking about a team that It's trying to find itself here a little bit, you know, a little bit offensively. And the Lions defense is coming off, I mean, call what it was. It was a bad performance for them. And they're better than that. Defensively, given where Green Bay's at right now and what Detroit is capable of defensively, this feels like it should be a much better game defensively. Now, we've seen these same Packers come in on Thanksgiving and really take it to the Lions.
Yeah,
that was a couple of years ago, and that was scary how good they looked that day.
First play of the game, right? Yep. It was a 43-yard or 47-yard pass.
I'm going to look it up because that would be pretty impressive if you're specific with how long that play was.
I think it was a 47-yard pass to Watson.
Is that what you're going with? First play of the game. It was a 53-yard pass to Christian Watson. Yeah, and that was indicative of what the whole day was like.
Yeah, that was the game where like, oh, great. Green Bay's got the quarterback again.
Yep.
Yeah. And Jordan Love's been good, not great. He's a very careful quarterback. He's only thrown 3 interceptions this year with 15 touchdowns. He's careful with the football. They're getting some more weapons back in the next few weeks. It's a good football team, but really when you look at that defense, it starts up front, and when they acquired Micah Parsons, it takes this team to a different level. He is so good. And with Rashawn Gary on the other side, it's a really good 1-2 tandem that should scare a lot of teams. But the Lions saw it in the first week. They didn't react to it very well. In the game, I mean, Goff had thrown a bunch of passes, like 39 passes, and he completed over 30 of them, right? But yep. They were all like 5-yard plays. Not a whole lot downfield because of what Green Bay's game plan was, which was to take away Jahmyr Gibbs. Gibbs caught 10 passes for 31, but he only ran for 19 yards. 50 yards total in the game isn't huge. And then you add the totals from Montgomery, and you're talking, it's like 80 yards between the two running backs. In total yards, that's what they did. They stopped anything short. They weren't going to give it to you. So that's another reason I think that Jamison Williams can have a big game, because if that's going to be the game plan to try to stop what's going short, then go intermediate or deep. And J-Mo is going to be a guy who gets open.
So I saw something on your show sheet. You can help me out here a little bit, because the Lions didn't update an injury report, but you said you saw one where almost everybody was limited. What was...
Yeah, well, they just had it was an estimated injury report yesterday that had, I don't know, what there were 15 names on it. There were a ton of names on there. Most of them were limited. They had a few that were non-participants, and then they had 3 of them, I think, that were would have been full participants. So today is the one that really you look at a little bit longer, because it's just a couple days before the game. I want to see where Brock Wright is on that one. And Khalif Raymond, I get the feeling that Khalif's just not going to play. I mean, with the fact that he was downgraded to the game on Sunday as out during that game tells me it might be a significant ankle injury. Brock Wright got rolled up towards the end of the game on a play that went out of bounds. I think it was a pass to Jahmyr. I think that he took it to the sideline, and Brock Wright got rolled up. Hopefully, he's okay, because I think that could be a big blow to this team. Already without Sam Laporta, if you're down to your third string tight end, that could be problematic. Not that these guys, Dwelly or whomever, can't do something. Firkser, they can't block. Hopefully they can block, because I think that's going to be most important. Not them running routes. I don't need them to run routes. I need them to be up to snuff when it comes to the blocking schemes.
Do you remember where Terrion Arnold, Kirby Joseph, Pascal, or Davenport were?
Terrion Arnold was, I believe it was a, did not practice.
Okay.
Pascal, I believe, was a full participant. And who was the third one you asked?
Davenport.
Kirby. Davenport was a full participant as well.
Kirby, you said, did not?
Kirby, I think, I don't want to misspeak.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find it. Okay, good. Because this is, you know, we keep talking about getting guys back. Now is sort of the time where it feels like there should be a bunch of guys coming back. I'm going to be intrigued to see three guys in particular, that if any of them can develop and contribute, it could be massive. One is Davenport. And you know, being out there during training camp, watching him when we got a chance to watch practice, I feel like Davenport can be a problem if he can stay on the damn field. And at some point, it's either going to be, look, you just can't play in this league anymore. You're hurt all the time. Or he's going to get some good luck and put in, get to, you know, log some games here. The other one is Ahmed Hassanein. Is he going to be a contributor at any time moving forward? And the third one's Miles Frazier, who's coming back from injury and sounds like he is getting somewhat close.
So the report from yesterday had Glasgow, Kirby Joseph, Khalif Raymond, and Brock Wright as non-participants. And full participants were Davenport, Miles Frazier, and Josh Pascal. Anybody else on that list would have been limited practice. And that includes Terry Arnold, was limited with a concussion.
Gotcha. All right, lots more to do here as we get you set for Thursday. A massive, massive game. If you miss Kang's hot take, we will get to that again next hour. Also, ESPN just had printed an unbelievable stat about one of our teams, an amazing coincidence. We will get to that straight ahead, so keep it locked in. That's at 12:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.